Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And it's time now for one of our newest shows on the network, Seeds of Wisdom with Lynn Berrybow. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Lynn, welcome back.
Hello, welcome. Thank you. I'm welcoming everybody who is listening today, and I guess I'm welcoming myself back on the show. Very excited to be into my second show. And I wanted, first of all, to thank you, Nicole, for guiding me and asking such beautiful questions on my first show last month. And there were questions which really helped me share what I love to do, which is to help others discover and learn how they can use their own brand of intuition, because we're all so different in how we connect and use our intuition. And of course, we all have it, that we recognize it or not. It is one of our guiding principles. So thank you very much for helping me feel that it was a wonderful experience last month. And so I just wanted to say that before hopping into what we were going to do. That was much appreciated. And I hope you're doing well.
Energy's been interesting. Absolutely.
It has been. It's so many shifts and just people having, wounds and traumas and things coming to the forefront and going, oh, this is really coming up. And this is one that's been there for a long time and coming up to the surface. And sometimes we look at them and we go, no, I don't want to deal with that. And other times it's like, you know what? Like, I've gained enough wisdom in my life that I can actually open the door to that wound and see it as an opportunity to heal. And see what can be healed at this time. And so I think that's what I'm seeing in people. There's also the desire to connect to communities and to each other and connect in a more empathetic way and compassionate way to each other. And I don't know, that's what I've been feeling and in meeting clients and new people, that's what's coming through. So I hope that's what's coming through for you and for everybody who's listening to the show or the replay. So it's always good to go there.
Healing. Are people able to call in during the show to work with you?
Yes, for this show. Yes. So I wanted to divide the show into three parts today. First of all, was talk about the seeds of wisdom, which is the title of my show. And it's a title, my business name is Lynn Berrybow at Clearing Path through Sowing the Seeds of Wisdom, which was added about a year ago. And it's just always intrigued me, how did I come up with that? And where does that come from? So I wanted to explain more about that. And of course, my guides wanted to step in and, talk to us about that as well. And take some live calls with questions and then end with a short meditation using the Seeds of Wisdom. That's kind of what the plan is. Out for this show, if that's okay.
So I'll just let people know if you're on the board, stay there. We're coming to you later. And the floor is yours. Where would you like to start?
Okay, so I will start with Seeds of Wisdom. And I'll start by saying that in my everyday life, I'm not a really big fan of surprises. And however, in my life with spirit, I've certainly learn to expect to be surprised. And that's kind of what happened with this theme for the show today. And I Mia. I spoke about Mia on the first show to introduce her a little bit and the other guides that I work with. And Mia said, no, I'm on this show today. And so I wanted to talk a little bit more about Mia before she explains what the Seeds of Wisdoms were. And so Mia, I call her, she came in and she said that she was little Mia. And so it was around 2016 that I saw in the periphery of my vision this little girl who was kind of like skipping along a road, and I'm going, okay. And she didn't really interact with me at first. And then, you know, I saw that she was really, really young, which was really quite surprising because the other guides that I have are older. And I thought, okay, she's a kid. I love kids. I'm a retired elementary school teacher. And it took a while for her to really come through and start chatting with me. And over the years, we've certainly developed this wonderful relationship. And about 2 years after, so 2019-ish, I asked her, okay, Mia, like, I'm comfortable enough with you. Can you show me what you really like, what you really look like? Because I knew this was one representation of who she was. And then she showed up. She said, sure, started laughing. She goes, okay, you ask, I will show you. And so it was this humongous presence, which was really very large and filled with such beautiful light. I was truly in awe of what I was seeing, and I told her that I was so grateful that she had showed up at first just as this little three-year-old girl and not this huge presence, because I think that if I had known her that well by then, I would have certainly been a little bit more resistant in channeling her, because, you know, she was so huge and beautiful. And so it's been a beautiful relationship. And when I tell people that I channel a three-year-old, they kind of look at me in a way that it's like, what are you talking about? And there's a bit of judgment in how people envision spirit, because when you talk about spirit guides, you'll think probably of like Gandalf with a long beard and the staff, or angels, archangels, or wise ones. And to have a little three-year-old show up is very different. And there's a certain reluctance in clients to trust such a young person. But then she certainly shares her wisdom and her insights. And then, of course, her age is of no consequence. So today I really wanted to know, personally, before coming onto this show, like, okay, Mia, what are Seeds of Wisdom, and why are they important for our lives, and what the purpose is? And of course, she just gave me a little bit, and she said, no, I'll let you know with everybody else. When you channel me, I'll certainly explain. And so she said that the Seeds of Wisdom are what we carry from lifetime to lifetime. And they are like our soul's eternity travel pack, she said. And she said that they were contained in our energetic hearts. And I thought that was really intriguing, that we have a soul's eternity travel pack, and that they are contained in our energetic heart. So I'm just going to take a breath here and just connect. Well, Mia's here, but I'll just connect to her and ask her, what exactly does that mean for us living in human form, that the wisdom, the seeds of wisdom. So she laughs. She goes, yes, I like the idea of the little travel pack, because we like to travel light sometimes, but we also like to travel with everything we need from place to place, or in this case, lifetime to lifetime, where we all have had multiple lives, and we do have the common thread, which is carried by our soul and our highest selves. But in in each human being, you have your physical heart, yet you also have your energetic heart. And your energetic heart is much larger than your physical heart. And it carries your own personal frequencies of who you are as a soul, as a human being, as all of the different human beings that you have been in all the multiple lifetimes. And she is saying that it is kind of your way of tracking, or the soul's way of tracking each lifetime and the importance of each of these lifetimes, where you have gone through difficulties, where you have gone through challenges, yet you have learned also about the gifts that you have in that lifetime and the gifts that you have gained in each of these lifetimes. And these are seeds, like seed pods, she's showing me. And she's saying these are like Jack and the Beanstalk magical beans, where if, you know, you are aware that you carry in within your energetic heart these beautiful seeds of your own wisdom, you don't need to go elsewhere to find your answers and to get assistance, because you are carrying your own wisdom in your beautiful little travel pack. And she... She's wearing a really bright red dress today with frills, and she's showing me her matching travel pack, which she took out of her energetic heart to show us. And she's showing all the different zippers because she's being fancy, she says today. And she's showing me some of the beads that she has in her own travel pack, and some are of different colors, some are different shapes. Depending on what we have learned, they will be of different frequencies. They will be of different light and colors, different heaviness. So they're not all the same. And each one really represents the main events, if you want, of each of our lifetimes. And by having these beautiful, by being aware, she says, of those seeds of wisdom that each and every one of us carries, we can reconnect to them and take one at a time and say, okay, what does this seed want to tell me today? So it's similar to when you're working with an oracle card deck or a tarot deck, oracle card deck, and you're shuffling and you go, okay, what does spirit want me to know today? And you pull a card. So she is saying it's the same principle, where you can imagine you find your fanny pack, your travel pack in your heart, and open the zipper and put your hand in and find a seed. And first of all, feel what the seed is like to you in your hands, and then just be quiet and feel what this seed has to say today. And she's saying that is what we are going to do in our meditation, where we are each going to go into our heart of hearts and open up different seed pods to see what is the wisdom that each of our seed pods wants to share with us today. So that's why she is saying that our seeds of wisdom are the ones that we carry from lifetime to lifetime, and they are records. So you have Akashic records, but these are records of, you know, they're kind of the lighter travel pack of records of past lives and reminders of what our soul is and what our mission. What our mission is in life, and she's going, no, what our missions, plural, are in life. So in life we have not only one purpose, because that would be restrictive, that would be just one thing we need to do in this lifetime. And she's saying, no, we have multiple purpose, and we have multiple wisdom, seeds of wisdom as well that we carry. And so that is what she wanted to share with us today. And that is why my show, she says Lynn's show, is called Seeds of Wisdom, because during the show, we are going to learn about wisdom that she will share from her spirit guides or whoever comes in at the time. And she will share specific wisdom for callers and general wisdom for the group who are listening to her in this show of Seeds of Wisdom. Okay. And she's going, okay, that's enough for now. So that's enough for now. So this is the Seeds of Wisdom. And I didn't know anything about that. So I'm really thrilled that we do have these interesting little travel packs. My guides are very visual. I'm a visual learner. So my guides are very good at giving me images that are that I can see in my mind's eye. And hopefully that is a similar way of gaining some knowledge here of how you see things, how you can see what spirit shows you in your mind's eye.
No, it's interesting. So I just love how every channeling show is so different on the network and so unique. Would you like to open the lines and take a call?
Yes. Yes. So to take the calls, I would just like to say that I just need your name and I need a question, and that's all I need. And you will there will be a pause
holding.
Where I'll let's go. That's
So yeah, let's take your time, go deep. So we can get a feel for, you know, how this all works and what's happening. 416, you're in luck. It's you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello, ladies. My name is Caroline, and I'm calling from Toronto, Ontario.
Hello, Caroline. Welcome.
Hello. I would like to ask a question. I'm really fascinated and love the intro. And I guess I would... Based on what you've just said, I am curious what may need to be healed from this higher sense and where I'm at right now with my energy, my current energy. I have been taking some time to be able to clear however I thought I needed to get by in this world, and I've had... some healing, my healing journey in the last 7 years, and I desire to, you know, connect with my higher self and stay in that, you know, loving, high vibe, emotional place. And there's times
yes.
that's not always necessary.
No, we're human.
Here I am. I just want to navigate in this present moment.
Oh, we try. We try for
yeah.
sure. Okay, so welcome, Caroline, from Toronto. And so it's Mia who I'm going to channel for you, because she took over the show, basically. And so she's very excited to meet you. She says that you are very young at heart, and she loves your beautiful heart. And she says that, yes, you have done a lot of work in terms of healing a lot of the more superficial wounds of your life. And she is saying, that is wonderful. That is great. You are on track to healing more of who you are and what you carry. And she is saying that there's a certain... reluctance or a certain fear that you have to go deeper. And it is not the desire, it is not that you are lacking the desire to go deeper and really be on this healing journey for yourself, by yourself. She is saying that you're not quite sure how you're going to react when you go deeper. And she is saying that there is a certain fear that you have. Oh, if I open this door, I know what it is, but if I open this door, I'm afraid that it's going to open so many other doors that I won't be able to contain myself and hold myself in my daily life. And Mia really wants to reassure you today that it's okay to open these deeper doors just a little bit at a time, but she's reminding you that you have the courage to actually open those doors. And she is saying, it is time. You are so ready to heal these deeper wounds that you have been carrying, not only this lifetime, but the previous lifetime, from the previous lifetime as well. And she is saying that it is okay when you open the door and you start to see what the exact, not just the idea of the wound, but what the wound actually carries and what the ramifications are in relations to other wounds you'll be seeing. And she is saying that is how healing works. That is really how you are going to get more and more healed. And she is saying that healing is not necessarily a beautiful journey. she's saying that when you really decide to open the door to those deep wounds, it is really hard. And it takes a lot of courage to do so and to keep going. It's not, and she's saying that you're not the type to open and close and walk away. You really have this heart of, I want to do this. And it really is for yourself that you want to do this, so that you feel better, so that your body is more energized. You have more energy in your daily life, and you're able to do more of what your true heart desires. And she's saying, once you open the door, and you first go in, she reminds you to take with you something that you can carry. So it can either be like a beautiful memory, it can be a song, it can be a crystal, it can be a stone, it can be an image of you at a younger age where you were really in the moment, really happy, and anything that really brings you so much peace and joy for yourself, so that as you open the door to these deeper wounds, you can fall back on, okay, wait a minute, in this cleanup, I need a bit of a break. So you can just take a step back, right, and feel that beautiful moment in life, or that grounding crystal, or whatever you feel called to bring with you. And then take a bit of a break and then go back in and go, huh, okay, I'm ready. I can go deeper. And Mia is saying that some wounds are so deep, it's like peeling the onion, like the layers of an onion, right? You've peeled this one off and, oh, there's that part of it that I had forgotten, or, okay, these people are involved in that wound. So then you can do relationship healing as well by sending yourself some compassion and sending them some compassion as well. And it's a process. And you'll feel so much lighter as you go through this process. And she's reminding you that you don't need to start to wait to start to feel better on your healing journey. You don't need to have healed everything and looked at all the wounds and all that, because not all wounds are ready to be open at one given moment. It's a process, right? They will show up. And whenever they show up, it is an opportunity to heal that wound. And so that is her message for you today. And she's saying that having the courage to do this, just really take a moment to feel your courage and feel how beautiful your courage is, because your courage has brought you here today to ask this question so that you may transform your life little by little and feel better. So that is her message today.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's all very interesting.
Feel free to ask more questions about how to implement that.
Yes, it is. It does give me that question. I feel like, you know, opening doors and doing that kind of work is unfamiliar. However, I have been able to be in a space and, you know, at times I feel like I'm trusting and being guided by my own intuition and I've been able to, you know, I wonder if I am connected when I'm visually seeing some beautiful lights in my mind's eye, and I have received a lot of information about these wounds, or I feel like I know all the connections from my childhood experiences. And, you know, I trust that I've had a lot of courage all my life. I've been able to get by and get through and do so much, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so that part is good, but now I'm, you know, here I am.
Yeah.
Thinking, where's all this other courage? I was able to get by with so much in my life already. Yeah. So it's like, okay, well, if I could do it then I can certainly do it now. So mustering up that courage is great. But how...
It is really kind of like something that is really constant with you, that you are so much more courageous than you give yourself credit for. And think about moments in your life where you have been courageous. And how did that show up for you? Did you do an action? Did you think something? Did you feel a certain way in your body? And so when you're going in through deeper layers of healing, you can go back to your body and say, okay, how did I feel when I felt courageous? And take that same stance. Take that same, it's a feeling of courage. So courage is not only a word. Courage has a frequency, and we feel courage. For me, for example, when I'm courageous, I feel my shoulders are kind of like more, like I sit up straighter, I stand up straighter when I feel courageous, and my head is kind of looking forward. And that's how I feel. That's kind of the stance that I would take if I have to hop on a radio show and talk about what I do, right? It's just so it really is those cues that you have felt before that you can replicate in looking at those deeper wounds. Some people like to write about it. And then burn, you know, what it is about doing a ceremony. So if there is a wound that you're thinking of right now, you can write how you felt. If there's other people involved in this, how they, what role did they play in this? What role did you play in this? Sometimes we are a victim and sometimes we're the perpetrator, if you want, of different wounds. And sometimes, you know, perpetrator, victim, they're not black and white. They have layers as well. And so what did you do in this situation that didn't help? And what did you do actually that helped yourself in that situation? What did you learn in your brain, right? Because we're logical people and we reason with ourselves and we put things into boxes. So what did you put where? But also your body, right? Your body has hidden cavities where it's like, okay, like I stuffed this wound in this part of my body. So connect to the brain in terms of writing it out and, you know, writing it all out, the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful. And then take all of that, and before you burn it, connect to your body. Find in your body where this lays and clear it. Send some beautiful light to it. And there's different ways of doing that. You can imagine that the light that you carry becomes like laser focused, like a laser, and you can kind of laser that area by sending light, sending light, sending light. And as you do that, you should feel relief. Will it all be done in one shot? Most probably not, right? It's work in progress. So you can right. keep focusing on that area and sending some compassion, some love, some sympathy for how that went in that place in your body. And then do your ceremony of releasing. And I like to burn things. You know, if I do this, I will burn it and watch it burn and just kind of repeat.
I could see myself doing that, sure. Because it can't self-destruct, so it will
yeah,
need to be
yeah.
burned.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, be careful where you burn things, obviously, but it's kind of, and you can add some rose petals in the mix, and you can add some essential oils. You can add, you know, not too much so that it doesn't, you know, become like a fire hazard, but you can also use different, you can write positive messages with it after that you can burn. Right. So you're really by burning, you are releasing. And then you can say, hey, I have space now. Let's put in some beautiful things for my life. So then you can write some more beautiful messages for yourself or what you want to bring more of in your life and do this positive ceremony. So there's the ceremony of releasing, but there's also the ceremony of bringing in and all your hopes, right? And dreams of what else do you want to bring in into your life? There's always more we can bring into our lives, right? To make it worthwhile, you know? So
yes.
Does that help? Does that answer more of the question?
It does help me more with the question and where I can go. I have been putting off the journaling part, and I like to talk if I can, but writing, I
there
can do it. But
yeah.
yeah, I just need to get rid of it. And yeah, it is, I'll do that like a ceremony in that way, and perhaps coming
yeah.
up to the next full moon, which will be around the corner soon.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, it doesn't have to be in a journal. You can just write about that event on
okay.
Post-its, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like I'm taking my journal, I'm sitting by a tree, and I'm writing about,
okay.
right? Yeah, it can just be, okay, hey, I've got Post-its, I've got pens, let's go. You know, and you can write, or you can speak into a voice recorder and then do a ceremony of erasing it and watching it being erased.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever resonates with you is what you need to do.
Okay.
Right? So figure out what resonates and do it. You know, to release and do it to bring in as
right.
well. Because, yeah.
Thank you.
That feels more complete.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Can you
good.
Guys hear me all right? I think I might be having an audio problem.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, I've got some weird issue on the switchboard here. I'll try to transfer you over to the next caller. Thanks for calling in. Carolyn,
okay.
there's
thank you very much, Carolyn.
Open line show next. Yeah, there's another open line show next hour. Feel free to call back in. We've got lots going on today. Oh, boy. I've got all these little, nice. You know, when you click a button and the thing goes around and around and just spins. That's what's happening on the switchboard. Okay, no pressure, just a live radio show. Let's go now to All Ones. All Ones, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, hi, I'm Sue, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Hi.
Okay,
how's Toronto today?
Yeah, hi. And your name is again, sorry?
Sue.
Okay.
Sue.
Hi. Sue, nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm wondering if you can help me at all with a little bit of intuition.
Okay. What do you mean? Is like how to tap into your own intuition, or you have a question?
Well, I've got a question. I've been going through quite a bit lately. A lot of life changes all happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to get some a bit of a push into which direction I need to go at the moment.
Okay. 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 So let's see. Life has not been easy for you indeed. And it's been quite tumultuous, and it's been so many directions or so many choices coming in all at once that you have, like, changes and decisions that you have to make all at once. And you're thinking that you have made a certain decision, and then something else comes along which you has to change your decision. And so it kind of feels really quite overwhelming for you at this time. And it's just, what exactly are you, what is the first thing, like if you take a breath right now, what's the first thing that you are feeling?
Bit of a tightness in my stomach.
And what's the emotion related to that?
Maybe a lack of surety, sort of the unknown.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and so I'm hearing fear. And it's fear of change, fear of making the wrong decisions, and fear of the unknown in terms of, if I choose this, what's going to happen? If I choose that, what's going to happen? And so the tightness in your stomach area is a fear that you feel because you're feeling stuck as well in being in that situation. And it is not a situation that you have planned for. It is not a situation that you would have wished on yourself, but it is a situation that you are currently facing. And in order for you to clear this stress, these stressors in your life, is really kind of like to start by putting your hands on your stomach area and breathe. When you're breathing, just breathe the light from above and just kind of see it go down all the way from your crown chakra, all the way within your body, and send so much light to that stomach area. And when you are breathing, really, your breathing is very shallow, which is kind of like the upper chest area. And Mia is saying that really put your hands on your stomach and breathe so that you can actually feel all the breath go through. And that's a physical way of you to release some of the stress, worries that you are currently feeling. And she is saying, in the choices that you have to make, instead of worrying about them within your brain, just and your heart, just maybe write them out and just without an order, just whatever comes first, second and third, just write them out and kind of post them around you and look at them and say, okay, if I choose this, this has happened to me. If I do this decision, what could happen? And then we really take a step back and again, talk to your stomach with your hands and the light that you're bringing in, and see what you're feeling. Is it more tight? Is there more congestion in your stomach area? Or do you feel more at peace? And if you feel more tight, go to the next one. What's another choice that I could make? And so on. And it's just really so that you can relate what your brain is, you know, like the brain spins, right? It's like, whoa, and it just spins and spins and spins in your head. So when your brain is spinning, you need to add the physical to it so that you can actually make your intuition connect to the divine and just bring it in. And whenever you have decisions to make, really feel them in your body if they are right decisions for you or not. And Mia is reminding you, don't just take one breath and choose. She's saying, take some time to really breathe into the situation, breathe into what you feel, and then look again at your choices and the situations. Mia is saying that you have strength in you and you are capable of getting out of these situations so that life is better for you. And so she's saying, be positive that things will happen. Hold on to the positive and really do this process of looking at each decision, each change, and really go with your gut. Mia is saying that you're really good at trusting your gut, but she's saying your gut is kind of muddled right now because of everything that you're going through. So she's saying really, it's like take back the control of your body through your breathing and to alleviate the fear and that you're feeling right now, if that answers your question.
Yeah, okay, all right, thank you very much. I'll think about that then.
Oh, you're welcome. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's all positive, so I'll think about it. I'll see where it goes. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's right, really saying that you're really, really strong with your gut feelings to go somewhere, but it's really kind of cleaning out your gut in terms of cleansing it so that you have more of the original feeling of being this strong and clear channel for decisions to be made.
Yeah, and we'll just see where it goes. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Best of best wishes.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And reminder to all, open lines happens in the next hour as well. And right now, Lynn, I'll tell you where we're at, 9 minutes, and I'm assuming that's meditation time.
Yes, it is meditation time. And Mia said it will be short, don't worry. Okay, so maybe by doing this meditation, we can get some help as to how to be more in tune with our body and how we use it to function. I certainly... every time I see somebody in the holistic field, they always say, Lynn, don't forget to ground. Don't forget to anchor yourself. And I always laugh because it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So this meditation is going to be good for myself as well. So, okay. Okay, so I'm just going to ask everyone to sit or lie down or be somewhere that is comfortable and just really connect to where you are at the moment and really look at where your breath is. How are you breathing? And try to see if you can feel your lungs inflating as you take beautiful, beautiful breaths of air. And as you do, maybe you'll want to smile, and then that will relax your throat. And let's just go in and see what what Mia wants to show us. So Mia is saying, okay, connect to the divine, connect to the universe, connect to source. And by doing that, how to do that is just basically taking your eyes and looking up. And looking up, you don't need to lift your head or anything. You can just kind of in your mind's eye look up and feel the connection of this beautiful light coming through. And welcome it with open hands, welcome it to your shoulders, and let's go to your energetic heart, and welcome this beautiful light to your energetic heart. And in your heart, there are multiple chambers, and so look around, have a look around, and see if in one of the chambers, in one of the cavities, you can find a travel pack. And Mia is saying your travel pack can be in multiple colors, can be of different sizes. Whatever you see is the best thing for you, she says. And she says that, okay, my travel pack for me today is yellow. Yellow like the beautiful sun. And she says, my zipper is blue. And she says, okay, find your zipper and open your travel pack and open and just look inside and notice what you see. And she's saying, you may see different things because we are all individual. And she's saying that you will see different sizes and different aspects of your seeds of wisdom. But as you look, you will find that there is one that calls you more than the others. And she is saying, just gingerly, very delicately, take it in your hands. And as you take it, you put it in the palm of your hand and you look at it. And as you look at it, you notice its color, its shape, its luminosity, and you feel in your hand if there's light coming out of it, if there's colors coming out of it, if the seed is moving slightly or reverberating, if you hear a music, whatever you see, hear, or feel is perfect for you. And she is saying, let us continue to connect to the divine and focus on this beautiful seed pod that you have in your hand. And let's ask it, seed pod, my wisdom, my seeds of wisdom, what do you want to share with me today? And take a breath, take a few breaths here. As you may hear, you may see, you may feel what the seed pod is trying to tell you. And don't judge with your brain what you see, what you hear, what you feel. Just take it at face value. And Mia is saying that the seed pod that I'm holding is like a bubble. It's this beautiful water bubble that I have in my hand. And I don't want to pop it, so I just take it up to the eye level, to the level of my eye, and it looks like a snow globe. And so I just very slowly twist it and turn it every which way. And in the snow globe, there's an image that happens to come through the snow. And this image is a heart, is your beating heart. And it is a fully healed beating heart, which is yours. And it is a reminder that your heart, you may feel that your heart is broken. You may feel that you are missing parts of your heart. You may feel that, where is my beautiful heart? That you've lost it along the way. Yet Mia is showing you that your heart, your energetic heart, is full and is filled with such wisdom and insight that you have gathered from all of your past lives. And it is shining for you today. And she is saying to just take it and just put it in your heart cavity and just let it in and feel your heart, this beautiful, complete heart. Fill your heart, your heart cavity. Feel and expand, and bring in so much joy and love for your own self, and that your heart will guide your decisions and your well-being. And so thank your beautiful present today, which is a present from yourself to yourself, which you have discovered. And Nia is showing you again your own travel path. And as you look at all the other seeds of wisdom in there, you are eager to come back and open more. But for today, she says, be grateful that you have discovered this treasure within your heart of hearts, and gently close it back up and stash it away in your energetic heart. Reconnect to the gift that you have received today of a full working heart with love, joy, compassion, and peace. Breathe into it. And as this show ends, remember that you can always come back to your energetic heart to reconnect to this beautiful heart of your soul and open up the different seed pods that you see in your seed pack. And Mia laughs and she says, happy travel. You may travel light because you are carrying the wisdom of your soul. And she bows to all of us and she says, thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you today. I am grateful for each and every one of you, and I am grateful to be here at this moment with you. And she waves and she leaves.
Beautiful. Well, we've got just enough, a couple of minutes, actually. Just want to remind all the callers on the board, you can call back in. You're going to get cut off at the end of the show, but just dial back in for the next open lines with Kelly Wolf next hour. And nice. Lynn, shameless self-promotion, what have you got for us?
I wanted to talk more about the melting pot today. The melting pot is a metaphor for society with, you know, multiple people blending in together as one. And I wanted to take all of my skills of channeling, oracle cards, mediumship, chat with guides, past lives, everything and anything that I do, and put it all into one session. And I was thinking, what can I call this? And I called it the Melting Pot of Fun. And you can find that on my website, which is www.lynnberrybow.com. And it is just a joy to do these sessions because as the person, you know, opening the door to these sessions, I never know what we're going to do. And the client shows up with their questions and their comments, and it's very interactive. And my guides usually show up with, okay, we're not, you know, you're saying, hello, how are you? And we're hopping in right away. And so it always, you know, we always laugh. And, you know, sometimes some tears are shed. And sometimes we have different people showing up for the person. And it's just always jam-packed with insight and wisdom in a fun way. And so I really love these sessions, and you can certainly check these out on my website if that interests you or you're curious about it. You can always email me at lynn@lynnberrybow.com to ask questions.
We've got Lynn all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Oops. Right. Yeah. We've got a little delay on the board. We're completely out of time. Find Lynn at newsforthesoul.com. Another open line show next. Lynn, it was great to spend some time with you today. Looking forward to next time already.
Okay. Thank you so very much for being with me. I really appreciate your presence. And
my
thank you,
pleasure.
Everybody, for coming on the show.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Lynn,
see you
we'll
next
bid
time,
you adieu, and yeah,
yes.
See you next time. And callers, dial back in a few, and we'll be back here with Open Lines and Kelly Wolf right after this.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.